any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
No, I think it makes people stupid. It glorifies stupidity, and then I think the average IQ of the person is plummeting.
Quite honestly, you could tell they don't give a about what they do and how they portray themselves.
They're not children, they're not adults, they're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
They're basically idiots.
All righty. What's up? Good morning. How are you? 6:01 on a Tuesday, a testicle Tuesday. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Wake up! No, I ain't gonna say the word. I ain't gonna be like Brock. Way too provocative. But yeah, we got a lot of shenanigans going on the show today. Your topic, your Joey C's topic of the day. So you're a 2019 year. What is an item you have yet to cross off your bucket list for 2019? It's coming to an end. A lot of things that we anticipate doing this year, and just, I got a few of them for sure. But yeah, like I said, we're going to have all your usual shenanigans, your WTF, your morning dump, everything. And you're not going to have a scratchy voice behind the mic this morning, riding solo till, actually next week. They're out in Wisconsin doing their whole Thanksgiving family thing. So holding the fort down. It's like knowing how to drive a stick, but you're in your buddy's car and you haven't really figured it out yet. That's what it's like being in this chair. I know how to do it. I've done it. But first is down, and then it goes up. It's different. It's weird being on this side. So bear with me here, would you? Would you? Looking at your weather today, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, which means, I don't know, like one cloud's going to come in, and then all his buddies are going to show up later on. 60% chance of rain today. Looking at a high of 50. Tonight, cloudy, chance of rain. Same thing, basically. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of rain. Hopefully it'll clear up, though, for your old Thanksgiving, huh? So what? There you go. That and more coming up. It's Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. Van Halen for you. Pay them all. WIRX. Everything that drops.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah!
Good morning. 6:32 Plan B Morning Show. Looking at some clouds this morning. Then all of his posse is going to come. Mostly cloudy later on. Big heads up to for tomorrow. They're calling for a wind advisory. I would read it out for you, but it's way too scary. Really is. The way they make it sound like, meh. I love that about meteorologists and whoever writes these weather reports. Just the uses of words. It's going to be devastating. No, I didn't say devastating, but... Yeah, looking at some wind tomorrow, man. Tonight, cloudy, 80% chance of rain, low of 50. Tomorrow, same thing, basically. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be gray. It's going to be very, very November-ish. So there you go. There's your weather. Let's get to rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Your rock news brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars. He's taken to Twitter to address comments that he made on That Metal Show way back in 2014 that he would, quote, invite the world to come for free if the band decided to reunite. Well, you guys reunited, so. After clips from the TV appearance resurfaced online following the announcement that the band will be reuniting next year, Mars took to social media to address the comments. While I was clearly joking about the free tickets that night on TMS, I was also deeply convinced that we would never, ever be touring again. Well, I would never have expected to be facing a whole new generation of fans demanding to see us play. In fact, touring with Motley Crue comes with a weird place in time, or at a weird place in time, since my solo record is almost complete. After such a long time of writing and recording. So you're going to give us free tickets to your solo show? But, this is quotes, he's still talking. But I put our fans first. Anyways, I am eating a lot of crow and humble pie this Thanksgiving for those remarks. And accept that some of you see this as me being dishonest. Yeah? I said what I said and I was wrong. So peace out. Damn. So yeah, back in 2014. Straight up. Hey, every one of you for free if we get back together. Oh, we're getting back together? Whew. How many are you? All right, I take those remarks back. Man, that's tough. That's tough, especially when you feel like you're never going to get back together. And then all of a sudden you do, and now all these fans are like, hey, remember? Remember? Let's see that free show. Oh, so there you go. That's your rock news. Let's see what happened this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1974, Led Zeppelin spend their time rehearsing at London's Livewire Theater. That's right. While they were waiting for the release of Physical Graffiti, the record company was holding up the band and the albums for its release. So there you go, back in 1974. That's what happened on this day in rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it.
Brock and Hunter. Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
All right, good morning, NHL. The Blackhawks and Red Wings were off last night. Moving on to the NBA. Pistons beating Orlando 103-88. Portland beating the Bulls 117-94. Indiana over Memphis, beating Memphis 126-114. NFL last night. Here we go. This is what I wanted to talk about. NFL last night. Baltimore, the Ravens beating the Rams 45-6. 45-6. I want to talk about the Baltimore Ravens. More specifically, I want to talk about Lamar Jackson. Haven't really got a chance to watch a full game of Lamar because I have other teams that I like to watch while he's playing, so haven't really gotten an opportunity to see a full game. And let me tell you, before last night, I wasn't on board the train. I wasn't on the Lamar Jackson train. Toot, toot. No, I was not. He did that spin move around two guys, which was absolutely friggin' awesome. But still wasn't on board after that. I'm like, dude, I've seen that. Maybe not two guys, but I've seen guys hurdle guys. I've seen ridiculous athletes in the NFL do some ridiculous things. And let me tell you, that was ridiculous. But I still was not on board until I saw a full game of Lamar Jackson last night. 15 for 20, 169 yards, 5 touchdowns. Dude, this quarterback is something else, something special. I am on board the train now. Holy cow. He's Michael Vick. You younger folk out there may not know or have seen Michael Vick. But back in 2004, Michael Vick was something special. And every game you watched him, something was going to happen. And that's the new Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson right now. He's got an extra step on everybody. He's got an arm like Brett Favre. He makes great decisions. And not to mention, just watch the spin move. The guy can move. He's got every asset a quarterback needs, and the guy is using it all. He's not messing up. So, Lamar Jackson last night, absolutely spectacular. He said Ravens beating the Rams 45-6. Going back to 2004 with Michael Vick. You guys, you younger folk might not know the Madden game, 2004. You would basically just pick Atlanta, and you would play with Michael Vick, and none of your friends could stop you. That's going to be the next video game, the next Madden game, 2021, whatever it is. You're going to pick Lamar Jackson, and all your buddies are going to be like, damn it, why do you always pick Lamar? He's too good. So there you go last night. Man, Baltimore Ravens really, you know what? We did a Super Bowl predictions a few weeks ago. That's got to be one of the top. I would say if Baltimore keeps playing the way they're playing, you're going to see Baltimore Ravens in the Super Bowl. So there you go. That's your sports this morning. That's all I got.
Sports on the play. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. All right. Here we go. 6:11, Plan B Morning Show. Who are you? Welcome to a Tuesday. Get at your weather today. Actually, for tomorrow, they're calling. They're just giving you a little heads up here. High wind watch of all of northern Indiana and southwest Michigan for Wednesday. That's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's in the forecast today because they want you to know. Wind gusts may get up to 60 miles an hour, especially near the lake shore. So if you live along the lake, well, you probably don't have any property anymore. But be careful with the wind because it's going to be windy. Today, partly cloudy. This morning, becoming mostly cloudy. That one cloud's bringing his buddies. 60% chance of showers after afternoon. High of 50 today. Tonight, cloudy. 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain with a few flakes. That's for tomorrow. Plus that wind advisory. So there you go. Talking about the Plan B after show. That's right. The Plan B morning show playback. We present the best of the Plan B morning show with Brock and myself, I guess. Now each weekday at 6:30. Each Saturday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. Catch it. If you guys miss something that happens on the show during the morning, we do it for 4 hours. We know you're driving to work. You can only catch 20 minutes, if that, at the same 20 minutes every day. We understand that. So we have a playback. You guys can catch that after work or on the weekend, Saturday morning. So there you go. Your usual shenanigans on its way. We got sports coming up. Last night's game, Baltimore. Holy smokes. They're pretty good. I'll talk about it here in a little bit. It's Plan B Morning Show. I'll be back.
Brock. The Plan B Morning Show presents Useless Trivia. Answer Useless Trivia by calling 925-WIRX now.
All righty. Useless Trivia this morning brought to you by Nola Rue Cajun Eatery, 2809 Niles Avenue, St. Joseph. See their full menu at NolaRueEatery.com. Here you go. Useless Trivia this morning, 925-9479-925-WIRX. Earlier, I was talking about the Baltimore Ravens. They just absolutely killed it last night. Lamar Jackson. How many yards did Lamar Jackson have last night? Is it A, 185? Is it B, 175? Or is it C, 169? 925-9479-925-WIRX. How many yards did Lamar Jackson have last night? Is it A, 185? Is it B, 175? Or C, 169? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Have a Nola Rue coupon, $10 gift certificate here for you if you can answer that correctly. Talk to you here shortly, 925-9479.